under the title of Sefer Elimo, the Chiddush writes in Sefer Shema Gdolim. He says that the Sefer Elimo, he says, is the Ksav Yad of the Ramak, and he says that it's Godel the Sefer Apardis. That the Sefer Elimo, he says, is bigger than the Sefer Apardis, Vishirosha Hagdomis Yosim Mipnimis. And he writes further that he saw Ksav Yad, writes the Chiddush from Reb Chaim Vital, a kitzer of the Sefer Elimo, and he says, Veda, Shoid Reisi bi Italia, I saw in Italy Perish HaTor laHaramak, Al Divrei HaTor. He saw a pshat from the Ramak, he also saw a Sefer, which writes a Perish on the tour. The Sefer Tama HaMitzvis, Lo Izal. He also has a Sefer Tama HaMitzvis, Al Derech HaSoid. So whereas you have in the Chinuch and so on, Sefer HaMitzvahs from different Rishonim, which also explain Alpi Nigla, but the Ramak also wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs Alpi Soid, Behem Ksuvim B'Ksav Italki, fascinating, written in Italian. And then he writes, V'Risi B'Ksav Yad, Marein Rab Chaim Vital, the Ramak Turach Mo'oid, the Ramak had to exert himself very much in order to be able to write his perushim. You know why? Show you misgarimboy hachitzoinen, because the evil forces put a lot of koyach to try to prevent the Ramak from bringing out into the open all of the secrets in the Seudas HaTorah that he revealed, especially beois koyach chatzois laila, because the Ramak would be oisik after chatzois behisboidedis bezoyer hakudish. What did Ramak do? How do we get rid of the chitzoinim? Says the Chiddush, uma'abdom al yidei Shemus b'kodesh, by using Shemus HaKadoshim. So it seems that this was a constant battle that the Ramak had in order to be able to be matzliach in writing his various svarim, confronted by the chitzoinim no less, and he had the koyach to be mevatel them through the koyach of the Shemus HaKadoshim. Among the many different phenomena regarding the Ramak is no less the fact that he was nifter at such a young age, in the upper 40s. That's all that he lived. And yet he managed to write so much, which arouses the tremendous surprise and awe by none other than Rabbi Avrum Azulai, who was the Zayid of the Chiddush. And Rabbi Avrum Azulai writes in the Hakdamah to his Sefer, Sefer Oirachama, which is a pirish on the Zohar HaKodesh, writes Rabbi Avrum Azulai, he writes, Lo Yeumen, he said, Keitzad hispik haremak lichtoiv kol kach harde, Arucho me'eretz midu rechova, Shekulei chochma v'loi melocha. And he writes, even if he would be able to write with two hands at the same time, Yehira Loshin, if he'd be able to write with his right hand and his left hand at the same time, and assuming he writes straight, day and night, non-stop, consistently, would not suffice, you wouldn't have enough time. You can't explain it, he says. You cannot explain it, he says, in the normal, he says, Derech hateva digimahalech zulosi koil yochol yizburach dovar tzivo hayois loy liyezer. It has to be minashemayim lamalim derech hateva. Would not be shayach, he says, so writes Rabbi Avrom Azulai, who had a little bit of a havona what it means, what godless means. Then also interesting, you know, among the other svarim, that just to give you an idea, then from time to time we'll mention some of the other svarim, that the Ramak also wrote the Sefer Pardes Rimoinim. Parashamayim is probably one of the most familiar svarim of the Ramak, which basically came on the scene, was printed a number of years after the Petira of the Ramak. And again, Parashamayim is really a Sefer al Pisoi that not too many people have Havona in that Sefer. And the Sefer Ramak is called, therefore, it's called Balapardis. The Pardes Rimoinim is called, because of that Sefer, it's called the Balapardis, which basically has Lamed Beis Shiorim. There are 32 gates which are opening up. These are the doors that open up the Chochmas HaKabbalah, the Sefer Pardes HaRamayim. Then, very interesting, just to point out, there's also a Sefer that people are not so quite familiar with. It's called Sefer HaGerishin. Nothing to do with divorces. It's called Sefer HaGerishin. And by the way, that Sefer was Mechaber when he was 26 years old. The Sefer HaGerishin. And it's a Peledig Sefer, because it's a Sefer, the Sefer basically consists, the Inyan of the Sefer, the Tochen of the Sefer, these are Giluyim, these are revelations that were revealed to him in a Shemayim, as he used to take walks with his Rebbe. As he used to take walks with his Rebbe was the Baal HaChadoidi, Rav Shlomo Elkabitz, as we mentioned. Right? So as he used to take the various walks, so while they were walking, he says, from out of like nowhere, min Shemayim, Giluyim, revelations upon revelations of Seydis HaTorah were revealed to them. And he writes in his Sefer, Oyer Nerov, he writes in a Chelik Hei, Shoyinim is Garshim Hasode, is that we were like driven in the field. We were driven in the field, Im Ha'aloiki, Moreinu Reb Shlomo ben Elkabitz, Halevi, Lasoik Bipsuke HaTorah, Pisoim Bli Iyun. All of a sudden, without any Iyun, it's not like a person like it toils and ideas come to him. This was Pisoim Bli Iyun, clearly, these were Chidushim that came to him in a Shemayim. So the things that came to us, one would never believe, someone actually experienced it. This is just a little bit of an idea again about the remark. So I have a little bit more appreciation again as we go further in the Sefer. So we go now to the next Midr, Rabbi Yisai, in the Sefer. The next Midr is called V'Yoyver Al Pesha. It's the third midah in the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachmim Alpi, again, the Novi Micho Mikel Kamoicho Noise Yavoin Voivra Al Pesha. And now the remark says Voivra Al Pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically he removes sin. And let us bear in mind, Rabbi Yisai, Pesha B'derech Klal means willful sin. When a person was Chayte, knowing and being aware, and yet there is a Bechina Midah Shel Rachmim that Voivra Al Pesha, because Baruch gives you another chance. And he explains the depth of that midah v'ayvra al pesha. Says Ramak, I want you to know that v'ayvra al pesha is a midah gedoyle. He says this is a very great midah, because shaharei ein ha-mechila al yedei shliach. You have to realize the mechila that takes place when a person sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not send a shliach, and we will explain what that means, el al yodoy mamish l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Baruch Hu himself, he does not send, let's say, a shliach to pardon the person. But the Rabbi Shalom himself is the one who is meichel, kedechsiv, as it says in Tehillim, ke'imcho aslicho. Which means to say that mechila and slicha is with you. To denote, according to the Ramak's understanding, it's not al yedei shliach. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Umahi aslicha. And now says the Ramak, I want you to understand the extent and the depth of this forgiveness. What slicha entails that we talk about, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who does it. Said the Ramak, I want you to know, slicha is not merely forgiving. Slicha is not merely being moichel. But it means shuhu roiche tzo'ovoin. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically he washes away the avera. Kedechsiv, as it says, the Novi Yeshaya, Imruchatz Hashem es tzoyas benois tzion. Kadosh Baruch Hu washed away, as it were, the filth of the daughters of Tzion, meaning Klal Yisrael. It is Rochas Hashem, the Tzoyas Benoi Tzion. Of course, you see that the description of how the Novi describes sin, sin is not something that's merely wrong. It's so repulsive and so revolting as we can relate to Tzoya, which is physical body waste, which of course is something which is the most revolting to a person. When a person like it does an avera, he becomes soiled with tzoya, the tomb of the avera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one ultimately who will wash it away. He himself, the Chayin Ksiv, the Novi Yecheskel says, "V'rakti aleichem mayim tahirim," and I will sprinkle upon you water that will purify. V'hayinu, and therefore the meaning is oivra al pesha. You know what it means that he removes the avera. It means shoyleach meimei rechitze. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the purifying waters, the oiver v'roichetz ha'pesha. And as a result, he washes it and removes the Aveira. Once we become aware what Oivra al-Pesha means, and again, we will explain it to understand it a little bit more in depth, what the Ramak is saying. The Ramak says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu ki biyochel biyatzmoy. He is the one who is Oivra al-Pesha, removes and washes the Aveira. He cleanses the Neshama. He says, as a result, we have to learn from that. Because this is now Mechayiv. The Mechayiv of Halachta Bedrochav is always, once we understand each and every mid of the Rabbeinu Shloilem, now it behooves us to follow in the ways of Hashem. So how do we relate to this midah? How do we emulate Hashem in our daily lives? How do we apply it? Says the Ramak, now that I've told you what Oivra al-Pesha means, so Mameli says a person should behave in exactly the same way. Shloyoimar, a person shouldn't say, v'cheani misakin ma shiploini choto. Why should I rectify what so-and-so sinned, or hishchis, or he ruined? In other words, you ruined it, you fix it, you rectify it. Why do I have to get involved to try to repair things that you have destroyed? Things that you have basically ruined? A person should not say that. Because look in your own life. You yourself, you have sinned. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu not even sending a shliach is the one who basically will be misakin the avere, the reichet tzoyas avoinoi, and basically, Kodesh Baruch Hu has mentioned, as it were, he washes away the tzoya, the filth of the avere. Umikan means now that you understand. Now that you see how far Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, bends over backwards in order to save your neshama, in order to save your future. Then a person should understand to be ashamed bechlal from sinning. When we realize that every time we sin, that we are bringing our soiled laundry and asking, you do our laundry. You have to be reiches the tzoy of the aveira. When we realize the consequences of our aveira, says the Ramak, clearly thinking person comes to understanding that tremendous, tremendous busha, because now he knows that he is forcing, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get involved in washing away his Aveira. So we take a look, Rabbeis, on the sheet, and we'll see a number of ideas here, very fascinating ideas. The first item I want you to look is from Rabbi Yair Zavash, from Yonis and Aibishitz. It's in Chelik Aleph in Drush Aleph. Yonis and Aibishitz basically defines to us the Baruch Shemanesh Slach Lonu Avinu Kichutonu. Because the Ramak talks about the Oivra al-Pesha, that Ki'imcho Aslicho, that Rabbein Shalom himself is the one who is the Soleach u'moichel, not only the Shliach. And in fact, every day, three times a day, we say the Brochev Slach Lonu. But you notice there is a Shinu. We begin to say Slach Lonu Ovinu Kichotonu. We start off to say and ask Rabbein Shalom, you are our Father, so forgive us. And then we say Mechal Lonu Malkeinu Kifoshonu. Why the change between Ovinu? Right, Legaba the Inyan of Malkeinu. So the Bernstein Eibshitz as follows. Again, this is in the middle of a lengthy drosha. We took out just a number of lines. And he says as follows. When it's saying Rabbim Zukte Kishodom Choyte Pamachas Oy Pamayim, the person basically sins occasionally, once or twice, Adayin Hu Bebchinas Ben LaKodesh Baruch Hu. He is still in the Bechina of the Ben. Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father, and we are his son. Aval Kishihir Belachtoy. But when a person continues to sin over and over again, many times over, he says, Bechemlas Hashem, he says, due to the Rachmim of Hashem, Moirid Oysonu Memadreges Ben Memadreges Evet. Yonis Aibishit tells us, and we left out of here some of it, push it, because for the sake of time, so we didn't put it all on the sheet. Yonis Aibishit says, when a person sins overly much, he loses the Torah of Ben, and now the relationship is no longer a father-son relationship, the relationship is between a melech and an eved, a master and an eved. The Snaibshi says that this is a tremendous chesed. Because as a ben melech, to continue to be choyte, the chet is much more severe. Even though mitzad hasheni, you expect that the melech should have rachamim on his ben, but everybody's familiar with ben soire moire. There's something that's called rachamim bedin. There's oynish mitoch rachamim, not oynish mitzad midas adin. The ben soire moire is someone that the Torah projected, that due to his behavior, at this age, at this young age, right, he became bar mitzvah. And basically what is he doing? He's overeating, and maybe stealing a little bit. But what happens is Chazal, the Torah, has projected that if he continues on this way, the end result will be that he'll even commit murder and so on and so forth. So mutav sheyomu zakai val yomus chayif. So he's taken to Bezin, and Bezin basically skila. He's chayif skila. Why is he chayif skila? Because of the future. Do we really condemn a person for the future? We know there's a klal basher hushom. The Rabbi Shem only judges according to the present matzah. If we know by Yishmoel, and therefore the Chacham Musar have said, Oinshin, we don't give on behalf of the future. But this is Rachman, this is not Oinish. Mutav sheyomu zakai. The fact that sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes to take a person out of this world, that's a chesed for him. Because it'll be much, much worse to allow him to remain and to destroy himself eternally. So the case of the Ben Sayre Moira, as hard as it is for us to look at it. But the Torah uses that lotion. Mutav sheyomu zakai. So this is not mitzad adin, this is mitzad midas harachmim. Interesting point. So Bishnaibshe says, if we would remain bebichinas bonim, who knows what kind of rachmim of onshim would befall us. So Kadosh Baruch Hu bechemlas Hashem, he says, he takes away the Torah ben, and we now receive a Torah of an eved. And therefore he says, the eved sheinu shemeya bekoil adoinov, ein lo echet mishpat moves kol kach. Interesting, he says. Kim, what do? Oisve moise bishal shelo shel barzel. You chain him, you imprison him, he says. Ukedayme matzar. All different types of pain. V'chein koro lono b'vayniseinu rabim. Rabbi Saibshi talks about the tzoras in his time, in his tekufa, as we know the various problems that Yidden had, whether it was in Prague, and during the time when Rabbi Saibshi was a mitz, he writes in a drosha what he hears about the terrible tzoras that Yidden are undergoing in the city of Prague. And in a drosha in Metz, he talks about Prague. V'noida, it is known, ki ashov al dover pamayim v'sholosh yikru pesheya. So a person sins many times over, he's now called a pesheya. How do you know that? The Gemara says in Beitzer, we had it not too long ago, Bahai Samia, there was this blind man, lo hiniach eruve tafshil in pamayim v'sholish. He forgot two or three times in order to prepare an erev tafshil. The din is, if someone forgot to prepare an erev tafshil, it's not gefelech, because he can rely on the godel ha'ir. But that's only if it was not out of negligence. So once, if he forgot, it's fine. But if it happens too many times over, he can no longer rely on the Godel Huir. The Gemara says in Beitzer, the Omaloi, Pesheyat, you're a Pesheya. You did it more than once, twice, three times, and so on and so forth. So we see that the Gemara calls him a Pesheya. So therefore, he says, Bezeo Kavonis Amareinu. So now let's go back to the Tfil of Slachlonu. We start to say, Slachlonu Avinu Kichetonu. In the beginning when we're Chayte, when a person's only Chayte occasionally, it's Avinu. We did not lose the Torah of Ben. So we say, Slachlonu, Ovinu, Kichotonu, Kiozanachnu, Adain, Bibchinis, Ben Liav. But then we say, Mechalonu, Malkenu, Kifoshonu. When we are Pesheya, when are we a Pesheya? When we have done it a number of times over and over again, then we're called a Pesheya. When we're called a Pesheya, it's a Chesed Hashem that we lose the title of Ben, and now we become Bibchinis Evid. As a result, it is Malkenu. It is Mechalonu, Malkenu, Kioz, Onu, Yordim, Nemadregis, Ben, Ragve, Madregis, Evid. Now, you also notice the beginning begins with Slach Lonu, and then later on it says Mechal Lonu. So Rabbi Yonison Naibshit said, Rabbi Yonison Yesh Hefresh Ben Slicha and Mechila. There's also a big difference between Slicha and Mechila. Ki Slicha is Legamre, Avel Mechila Adain Tzorach Yisurim. This is something new to behold, very interesting. Talk about Mechila. He does not so push it. What we should be looking for is slicha. The different madregas. In other words, there are no, you know, synonyms. The word that simply, you know, that over and over again that mean the same thing. There are subtle distinctions and sometimes major distinctions between words. Slicha and mechila are two things. Slicha is legamre, completely, and mechila adayin tzorech yisurin. Lekach says the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison. Listen what he says. The bracha zut zorach lahoyrit kenachal dimo. A person should shed tears when you say the bracha of slachlonu. She yarbe lisloyach v'yimarek avoynos, and he should wash out the averus loyal de yisurim koshim. This is what Ben Yosef tells us. This is an education how to say to appreciate the bracha of slachlonu vinu. Sometimes it's ovinu and sometimes it's a malkenu. But our tafkid, our goal is to try to elicit from Kodesh Baruch to be able to extract the madrega of slicha. Not merely mechila. Mechila might mean with yisurim. That is the purpose of our tefillah, to try to be zoche to the madrega of slicha. Now, if you remember, Take, that the Talmud Devarim said that the midah hashlishis, the midah that we're talking about, v'oir al pesha, so he brings down ena mechila al yedei shliach el al yudei mamish lakodesh baruch hu. Is that kedechsiv? It says ki imcho haslicho, as we saw here for Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz. Ki'imcha aslicha, that is the highest madrega. Aslicha means no yisurim whatsoever. Mechila may involve yisurim, but slicha, ki'imcha aslicha means Rabbi Shlom affords a yid the opportunity to the extent of slicha. So I want to show you very interesting. You know, look at the Malbim and you see how Gedolei Yisrael, how they concur. You see the differences of the lishonis between slicha and mechila. And by the way, these are not just the two lishonis. There's at least 7, 8, 9 different lishonis that all refer to mechilas avoinis. And let's take a look a little bit. This Malbim, you can find it in Parshas Vayikra. It says v'nislach loy. That context of that pasuk happens to be talking. It's not reading the Geitas. It's talking about where Inosi was choyte. The Inosi, which is the melech, is choyte. Has to bring a korban, of course, like anybody else, but a hedget who is choyt to b'shoigik has to bring a chatas, a kizba, or a seira, a female goat or a female sheep, and a melech brings a soyer. Fine. V'nistach loy. Now look at a few lines of the Malbim here. So the Malbim azoy, mechiles hovoyin yedubra b'kamel ishoinis. The fact is, this metzias of being moichel averis, you'll find many different expressions. Hashem yistach lo, one expression. V'nikapel lehem adam. What about kapora? You have slicha, mechila, you have kapora. V'nikapel lehem adam. Ki lo yisol l'fishachem. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not, right? Will not carry your averis. It says yisol. Yisol is also a lotion of forgiveness. Or v'niko ish mavoin. V'niko, to be pure. It's also a lotion, right? Of being free of sin. Oyver al pesha. That's what we're talking about here. The midah hashlishis. Havarti molecho avoinayich. I have removed from you your sins. What do you mean removing sin? Also means forgiving the pashtis, right? Removing the sin. Tam avoinech. Your avera ceased to be. Nirtza avoino. Avoinoisai mechei. Wipe out my avoinis. Ukiyoitza boy. And so on. And you have more and more lishoinis. I took out some of it, by the way. The Malbim goes on with another line there. V'choloshon yesh lezgulis proteus. Says the Malbim, each lotion that depicts and expresses Mechilas Avoinis is a different madrega. These are not merely words of repetition. V'nivdal mezolosoi. And each one has its own meaning, its own koyach, k'moy shekosavti, b'cholechot b'mkoymoy. Now, the Gedar Paul Selach, you know what Selach means? Selach again is the ultimate. That Rabbi Yosef told us, we learned already before, that the chilah between Selich and Mechila, that Selich means legamre, he said, without Yisurin. Malbim also, but he makes another point. Another point to show the highest madrege of what slicha means. And says the Malbim as follows. So the Malbim says, V'geder Paul slach hu shemavir ho'ovoin min ha-metzias legamre ki'ilu lo'hoye b'metzias klal. Usually when I say to someone, I forgive you, you know what it means, I forgive you? That from now on, I bear no grudges. But till now, the fact is, there was an averit. But I wipe it up from now on. From now on, it's gone. Slicha is much more than that. Slicha doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I will forgive you. Slicha means I will retroactively wipe it out. Ki'ilu, it never happened. It mamishes oikil ma'afreya the metzias that historically speaking, if you can write a history book, this avera never happened. It did happen. But the koich of slicha is to wipe it out all the way back retroactively. Ki'ilu, it never existed. That's the koyach of a madrega that a person can reach with slicha. And he goes on to explain. He says, "V'zeh hevdeloy miyesel lishoynis." This is where slicha departs from all the other lishoynis. L'moshul, kishoymer, if I say, "Havarti melecho avinecho." Let's say I say, I removed your averus from you. Removed merely means, when I say removing, so let's say you have a pitcher on the table. Removing it merely means, I removed it from here and put it over here. So it's no longer here, but it's somewhere. So if I say I'm removing sin from you, it means that the sin is still in existence, except it's not on you, but it's still in the world. That's what the Malbim is pointing out to us. Removing does not mean it ceases to exist. Removing means it's not connected to you anymore. But the Aveira B'chol Mokim Shu is still around. And Amela, he says, when I talk about Havara, removal, Yesh Lehovin Metziyat B'vnei Atzmoi, the Aveira still is around. Rakshem Avira min Odom. Or when I say Noisei Ovoin. Like we learned in Toyma Devoire. Mikael Kamoicha Noisei Yovan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolerates. He's the one who's Noisei Yovan. He bears the Avera. So it means the Avera is still here. It's just not on you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will carry. I will bear the burden. Noisei Yovan means Hovei Nimtza. The Avera is still here. Rak Hashem Noisei Uvesoivloi. Or Vechein Koivish Yovan. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu suppresses sin. Okay, Shoma, and if, even if we say Tam Avoinech, okay, so Tam Avoinech is a step further. Tam means it ceases to exist. It's not merely removing it, and it's someplace else. Tam Avoinech means it ceases to exist. It ceases to exist as of now, but till now it existed. So even Tam Avoinech does not remove the mitzias of the sin retroactively. He says when you say Tam Avoinech, Hoy Rachaponim B'mitzias B'yodah, Aval Ho'ovon Shenislach. But when I reach the Madrega of Nislach Lehoye Bo'ilam Klal, Valkain, therefore, Lehitimtze Po'al Slicha Rakeitz Lashem Loim Odom Leodom. Which means that if Reuven wants to be Moichel Shimon between Aveiro Shimon Odom Lachaveiroi, Reuven will say to Shimon, Ich bin der Moichel. I can't zugen, Ich bin der Masaleach. I'm Saleach you. That's not a human term. The Malbim tells us Slicha is a term which is reserved to Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Because slicha means, by its very definition, to be oiker the avera b'mitzias as if it never existed ever. Who can do that? Only Kodesh Baruch Hu can do that. Odom l'odom cannot do that. Ki odom hagam sho'ever al pesha. Because even if a person emulates a Kodesh Baruch Hu regarding the midah of oiver al pesha, he will overlook sin v'noisa pesha, and he'll be a savlin. La yuchal isloyach. The act of slicha he cannot do. Shehu, because again, the meaning of slicha is Sheyoshuv Dovar, to be able to return something, Shehoye b'metzias ki illo hoya klal, as if it never existed. So again, we can appreciate now the lotion of Slicha. And now, therefore, when the Talmud Devoyer, as he quotes the Posik of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oivra al Pesha, ki imcha Slicha, we can now understand ki imcha Slicha. What does it mean, ki imcha Slicha? Because being we're talking about Slicha, and we learn from the Malbim that Slicha is something that is geirin, that the avera never existed in mitzias. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu can do it. That cannot be done by the shliach either. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu can do it. It's very, very nice. It's very interesting how the loshen takav fits in ki imcha slicha wonderfully, because slicha is something. In fact, ki imcha slicha, because the whole concept of slicha is only something. It's beyond the human term. It's something that only a Kodesh Baruch Hu is able to do it. So now let's take a look, and you'll see something fascinating. If you take a look at Rabbi Lapian in Levi Eliyahu, it seems somewhat lengthy, but it goes very quickly. But these are Yesodis Digi things. Rabbi Lapian said this in the Shemuz, and this is in the Chelik Dalet, actually, in the Levi Eliyahu. And you can see he addresses himself directly to the Toyma Devoire, to Mamish what we're learning now. There's a Shemuz that he said, Rabbi Lapian said it on the Toyma Devoire, Perikalas, Bebir Midah Ashlishis. He says, Koysev Zelishoyne. So first of all, he quotes the Talmud of Torah. Ve'oyver al pesha zumid gedoyle, as we learned today. Shai ena mechila el al yodoy mamish laKodesh Baruch Hu. By the way, there are many who also are medayik in the Shinui Haloshin. Here he calls it mechila, and then he brings the posuk of slicha. We've just learned they are not the same. So you can see you can be medayik in the Sefer Talmud of Torah. That means like you're medayik in any higher learning of any, like you learn in Chazal, if you learn in Shas, and learn and so on. Then Sfarim go into that also. But we're going to leave that for now. Umawa Slicha, he says. What is the Slicha? Shuroich itzova in Rabbeinu Shloim. Basically, he washes away the Aveira. Kirachsiv, as the Posik says, Imrochatz Hashem es Toyas v'noisiyen. So Vahainu says the Toyma Devoira, V'oivra al Pesha. Oivra al Pesha means that he washes it away. Shoileach Meimei Rechitza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as it were, brings the purifying waters. V'oivir v'roichetz HaPesha. And he removes it and washes away the transgression. He asks a simple question. In other words, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu does it all day shliach, what does it mean? The end result is the same. He's Meichel. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, shliach, you know, the man sinned against me, so you know what, I'm going to be Meichel him, I'll pardon him through an emissary. The end result is, the man is pardoned through Hashem. What's the difference? What does it mean? It's not only day shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is doing it. L'may nafkim yelagab of the person. The end result is that the person, l'maysa, has achieved mechila and slicha. So what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the godless and the greatness of this midah, Rabbi Shalom himself is the one who does. He doesn't do it al yidei shliach. And if he would have done it al yidei shliach, it would have also been wiped away. Says Rebellion. But the Toyma Devoir has also told us the Mahus HaSlicha, what is the Mahus of Slicha? It's not just forgiveness. He says it means Shuhu Reichet HaOvain. What does it mean, Reichet HaOvain? What are we washing away? Kirchsev, as he quoted the Posek, Kim Rochat Hashem Estoyez Benetzin. Kloimer. So I'll have you understand what it means. The Yina Yedua, it is a fact, Shachet Shodam Choyte Poigim, Bozeh Bishoyres Dishmusoy. The chait of a person is pagan, it destroys chalokim of his neshama. Not only his neshama, umikalkul mamish al yedei chetoi b'shtei oylemis. Bein boylem hazeh, ubein boylem habo. V'hayne boylem hagashmi v'ruchni keechot k'meshomru chazal in Kehelis. I took it out, Poshet, to save time. There's a whole lashon of the Medrash, but the Medrash clearly tells us in Kehelis, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to man, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Merishni, he says, please make sure that you don't destroy what I have created. It's talking about Olam Hazeh, which the clear implication is that every time a Yid is Choyte, he brings destruction in this world, even though we don't see it. But there is destruction in this world going on. He creates all of these evil forces, and he actually destroys the Tahara, the purity of the air. The air becomes polluted. The air becomes contaminated. Chet destroys not only this world, it destroys the upper worlds itself. Al kein borer hu lefanenu. It's clear. It's clear shachet poigim mekalkel umachri b'chol oylemis. The chol ma shodam yoyser godel. The greater the man is when he sins, the devastation is even worse. You say an odam godel was chayte. Well, he's an odam godel. Faket. His koyach of chayt is more far-reaching. And if the chayt is greater, he's also chomer. Ha'akilkul v'achurim godel yoyser kemuvim. U'mehus ha'akilkul hu'atumeh. The mahus of the kilkel is that he creates and brings tumah. He fills the world with tumah. Ki kol ha'briya kula kedusha v'imedes b'taharoso. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a pure world, a world that is filled with tahara. Ve'hechef shacheres. Is it shaych anyway? Is any other possibility? How do you think Hashem created the world? How do you think Hashem created the world? Haloi bebeis oisias Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu took two oisias of his name, nivru shemayim v'yoretz. From the Shema Kodesh, as the Gemara says in Menachos, Ki Bikoh Hashem Tzur Olamim. The Boishem created the world with Yud Kei. So all of the Olamim are created with Oisis of Hashem. The Kachum Adov Damelech Olav Hashulim. Ki Ere Shomecho. When I observe your heavens, I can see Masetz Beisecho, I can recognize your handiwork. I see Hashem in the Briah. Your Reach V'Koychovim Asher Konanto. I look at the sun and the moon. I look at the Briah, I see you Hashem. So the world ba'atzmusoi is pure. The world ba'atzmusoi is tahara. There's the presence of Hashem in the Briya. The Briya was created with the oasis of Hashem. Elo, but at the same time, Bora Kodesh Baruch Hu Sodom Boyolam. But man was also created in this pure world. And he was also given the koyach of choice. Benosam Boyoda koyach ha'bechira livchali atzmoi derachayim. Ba'asiyas ritzoyna yizborach oichaz vishum lehepech im yechto v'yavar al devorov. V'hainu, that's the koyach of the sitra achra. So now when a man sins, so now he brings the sotan in the world, v'hamarkova hatmeo, and he brings in the sotan with all of his associates. Shenechezes v'nechneses kebiyocha b'mechitzes ha'kedusha. The sotan now takes over. In place where the shechina ha'kedusha is supposed to be, the sotan comes and moves in. The koyach is atumba move in. V'nasekilkul v'churben ba'briya k'moishin izbayar. And he gives you a very practical moshel. He says, I want you to imagine, he says, Le'echot shetinef v'hirbitz glolim al mokoim noki toy v'yofen. Imagine a person goes into a beautiful building that has marble floors, very expensive building, and he empties a cesspool on that marble floor. He's marbitz glolim al mokoim noki. Hine lichlech al mokoim b'tzoye. You can imagine this stench, umius, the revolting, the repulsiveness, v'hareach ram mispashet, v'hakel borchem misham. No one can stand there. People just flee. V'chein hadover hazeh b'chetoiv shalodom. Bo'elam agashmi harei umetamem mashchis u'mechabel mamish. This world In other words, what Rebbe Yochanan is saying is, in the upper world, his koyach is not as devastating as it is in this world. In this world, it's mamish, metamim, mashchis, mechabal mamish. Uboyle maruchni, it's reach ra oile. The reach ra, the stench of the avere. It goes up lemato lemala, from down to up. Umalache mala, you know what happens when the malachim smell it? They just run away. The malachim just flee, and they are confined to other areas, because they cannot take the reach ra that has been created by the avere. Like someone empties, as he says, a cesspool in a mokim noki. So what happens is the malachim mala safi kodesh barchim isham. And who moves in? It's like when you know when you have waste on the floor, it attracts flies, it attracts rodents. That's what happens. The malachim run away, and instead what happens is sitra achra merkova atmeya nechozim b'mokim kodesh v'shivcha yereshes givirta. And the maid moves in where once the mistress used to be there. So now the shivcha is of course the sotan, the sitra achra, and the givirta is the shchina, the malachim, those who belong there. Okay, in Zem Otzinu, just to give you an example, that there's a reach ra that is emitted, that comes out from an avera. Okay, in Zem Otzinu, he says, we find this in Sefer Kav Yosher. It's a famous story. Masa b'chuchamechot sholachim el Yoh b'shuk. The maisa with a chuchamechot that was walking with el Yoh Novi on the street. The ovru liyad nevela. And they passed by a dead body of a nevela, of a dead animal. Choice of mishlachas shom, that was thrown there. So what the Chocham did is he held his nose partially because of the Reach Rav, the Nevela. A little while later, a passed Ish Echod, then a certain person passed by, and this time the Chocham did not close his nose, and Eliyahu Hanavi held his nose. So the Shola Chocham LeYoel Zois. He says, "Why are you closing your nose? Why are you holding your nose?" The Onaloi Kizeh Wishes Abalgave. Vein Yochel Lizboil Reach Ra Sheyoytzem Emena. There's a Reach Ra from Tumas Agave. There's a Reach Ra. But we human beings, we don't see it. We don't see all the damage from the Avera. Eliyahu Hanavi, who was an Ish Ruchni, he was able to smell that spiritual Reach Ra. And Eliyahu Hanavi says to the Chocham, he says, "Dus Abalgave." He says, the Reach Ra sheyotze memenu. V'hain al yidei tumas hagave shehoyse melafefes asohoyish, that surrounded that person. She'omnon, it's true, ha'chocham lehirgish b'chush ha'gufini b'zeh. He was not able, because we, in our physical, chushim, senses, we are not able to smell the Reach Ra v'chet. We have physical senses. However, Eliyahu is not physical being. Eliyahu Hanavi shuhu malach sheyorad min ha'shemayim el oretz, sosam es nechirov. He blocked his nose. V'zeu Moshele Melitza, he says, this is L'Sabir Soizen, to give us a little understanding. Al Reach Ra Koshe Shehirgish Bo Eliyahu Kedovra Bilti Nizbal, which means that he can't be soivel it. He had to hold his nose. And that's true by each and every Avera. Each and every Avera creates and fills the world with Reach Ra. It's Mikalkel, it's Mashchis, as he pointed out, and makes a Churban. Therefore, so go for now. Now we come back to our Inyan. This is really what the Talmud Devarim wants to emphasize. Shamachila hu al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yatzmo eloi al yidei shliach. Kedachsev again, as he quoted the pasuk, Kim rochat Hashem es tzoyat b'nois tzim. Kim shekosu b'yatzmo ishon. As he explains himself, the mahi aslicha. What is the significance of the slicha, said the Talmud Devarim, ha'inish hu hurayichit esuovin, kloimer. Kloimer, he says. Now here again, based upon what I told you, said Rebbe Lapian, listen again, he says. That's the first thing you have to understand. Because the Talmud Devar recorded the Pasuk, Rochatz Hashem es Tzoyat Basiyan. The hate that a person does is no different than unleashing a barrel of Tzoyat, emptying a cesspool. That's what the Chaveir is. That is what Avera causes. That is the same type of soiling. Umal es Sirchoim. And if it brings out a tremendous stench, commotion is boil amala. So kemoi ken lehefech, mehus ha-mechila, what's the mehus ha-mechila? When we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moichel odom es avoinai asher choto, hain it means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the stench, removes the filth. It means that, metaroi metumosoi, avo kol zeh rako HaKadosh Baruch Hu isekein. You know what it means? Why not a shliach? Rabbi Lapian says, because a shliach ken ish soivel zam. Remember, Eliyahu Hanavi had to hold his nose. There's no shliach who can be soivel, the devastating effect of a chet. It's mind-boggling. The reason you can't do it al yidei shliach, you know why? Because no malach and no sorov is able to be able to stand around in the area of chet. You want to wipe out when somebody soils in a terrible way, somebody has a terrible accident, and you go and say, go soil, go them. Not too many people can do that. Make a kal v'chomer, ben benoy shel kal v'chomer, the reyach ra, the spiritual reyach ra, that is created by a chet, that not even a malach who is superhuman, which is l'malam aderech hateva, which is a ruchni, but the reyach ra and the churma v'chet, they cannot be soivel. HaKadosh Baruch himself has to do it. That gives a little bit of an idea of the chomra chet. Any aver. That's how he points out. He says, I will call zerak HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisekein. Ma'ashen ken shum shliach, malach, oisorof, eino yochel lizbo, v'lamo yichom, mipna asirchen v'alichluch. It's a frightening thing to behold. We have an idea. The consequences of chet. What kind of a spiritual pollution it causes. It causes such a spiritual pollution that not even a malach can stand in Bisoivel and to stand in that area. That therefore, if you have to clean it up, HaKadosh Baruch himself comes to clean it up. But he cleans it up. And very interesting, this is also quite well known, that it brings down, he says, for Rabitzel Peterburger, he says, Kvahim shel Agoyin, Rabitzchok Blazes, Zatzal, the Peterburg, Moshel Alzeh. He gives a wonderful Moshel just to see the relationship that we have with Rabbeinu Shloilem. He comes himself to wipe. He himself comes to clean. He says, Rochatz Hashem, Esoyas, Benois Tzion. So he explains. He says, Moshel Alzeh Letinoi Kshos Etzrochav. Imagine a child, a baby. A baby in the crib. The baby does what he does. He soils his diaper. So you have a baby, Kshos Etzrochav Barisosoi, in its crib. Haredako Eshel Tinoik. And some children, by the way, if you don't clean them up right away, you know what happens is they stick their hands into the diaper and they remove some of the waste and they smear it all over themselves. And in a funny way, they seem to enjoy it. They said, "Aredarko shel tinoik letapeach b'tzoyosoi umelachlech bo ponov yodav raglov v'nehene." And even you'll find sometimes v'yesh tinoikish gamachnisim lepeh. This is what it is. What happens when a stranger walks into that room? When the child is not in fill, he's surrounded with all that waste. He needs a change. He needs a terrible need of changing. What a stranger does, he just walks out immediately. He walks out. You can't go fast enough. Becomes revolted. Repulsed. He blocks his nose. He can't stay there. But here is the chilikis. But the mother is not like that. The mother of the baby, the same child, the same reyach ra, the same situation, but the mother is different. What is the attitude of the mother? He said, but imoy shel atinek hi nigeshes el tinoiko. She comes to her baby. Umetapeles boy, and she's metapel be'ahav v'chibo. Not only is she not revolted, she does it with love. She embraces the child. She also makes sure that the water is mamish, exactly suitable. It's not too cold, it's not too hot. Not too cold, the baby shouldn't freeze, and not too hot, the baby shouldn't burn. She removes the dirty clothing. And she does it calmly. She does it calmly. She doesn't lose herself. Why? She doesn't want to hurt the baby. Sometimes the baby could have rashes, could be in pain. And therefore, when she diapers and when she changes that baby, she doesn't do it as quickly as possible. Now, let me get rid of it. But she's also concerned at the same time. She has all the rachmonis on the child. With the pure water. And she's even apt to kiss him on the mouth that even was dirty. That's a mother for you. Nothing stands between the love of a mother and a baby. Says Rebel Apian Bishem Rebitzel. This is exactly the lesson that we are supposed to hear from this posik. We are supposed to hear from this posik. Kim rochatz Hashem esoyas benoy tzion. The posik is Hashem v'loy maloch, Hashem v'loy shliach v'loy acher. As the posik says, bonim atim l'Hashem l'keichem. So this is like the mother. We are the bonim. A mother ekelt sechnish. A mother does not become repulsed. We are the bonim. Kesh Baruch Hu deals with us like a father to a child, to a mother with a child. And that is the emphasis that the Torah Medavayr wants to impart. is that the tremendous characteristic Shena Mechila al Yedei Shliach. Realize that this Mechila is not through a Shliach, El al Yodoi Mamish al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedachsev Kimcha Aslicho. Why? Tisho HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not repulse by anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes B'chvoidoi B'yatzmoi to go and to wash away all of the Reach Ra of our Averis, which came to the point to the extent that not even Malochim are able to be saved and cannot stand in the area of the consequences of this chait. If we learn that, if we understand, this is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in spoil. So Mamela Vuhu Yesoid Mutzak Lohodom. So this now becomes a Yesoid Mutzak. This now becomes a Yesoid foundation. V'leches gam hu b'derach Hashem Yisborach. Kemo Yishukosav Atoy Medavoy Rishon. The mamish kidmu zeh tzorach li yisodom. That's what we have to learn from the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Shlo yoyimra, a man shouldn't say, v'chani misakin, am I going to rectify mashu ploini choto? Am I going to wipe away what somebody else had dirtied? Oy hishchis, lo yoyimra kein. Because you also sinned, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who takes care of it. Shlo yoyimra choytev HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyatzmoy, lo yal yidei shliach misakin esavoynoy, v'roichetz tzoyas avanosoy. So we see here is very, very clearly giving us a little bit of understanding what Chaim Rachet means, and also to understand the tremendous midah, Kimrochat Hashem, Esoyas Benoisian, our relationship that we are zeichet to have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamaisa, the lashon again of the Talmud Dvorah was, as we look, Shlo Yoyma, a person shouldn't say, Yichani Misakin, should I be Misakin Ma Shiploini Choto, but somebody else was Choto Hishchis. Lo Yoyma Kach, says the Talmud Dvorah. Shayu Odom Chaitev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beyatzmoy Lo Yal Yedei Shliach Mesakin Elo, he says, Rebbein Shalom himself is the one that does it. In other words, what we see from here, what's the essence of this midah? We're asking a person not only to be capable of being Moichel someone that was Chaitev, but also that you should try to be Mesakin. This is an amazing thing. It's like a mind-boggling thing. We're asking like the victim, the Madrege, that we're asking from a person. It's not just to be moichel, but also taka to be misakin. So what does that mean? It means to say that oivra al pesha could mean sometimes somebody spilled something. You know what? If he doesn't do it, say do it. You wipe it up. Could be many times it happens somebody took out svarim, doesn't put it back. It's an avla. So you put it back. Don't say he did the avla. He should do it. You know what? The right thing to do with the Svarim belongs to the Svarim shrunk. You do it. This is the idea. Not to keep the cheshvin. V'chani mesakin ma sheploini choto o hishchis. And it goes even further. The obligation upon myself is to be mispalel for that person. To be mispalel for that person that he should do tshuva, and he should be zoichet to see the emes, and he should be able himself to rectify the averas that he has done. And mamela, as a result, that if a person will indulge and try to show some element of coming back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready to receive him. It's an interesting thing. You know, one of the tefillahs that we say on Rosh Hashanah, the Welt 40, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Mest Fashidin Esamunim, either Rosh Dag, Rosh Keves, Nisei Yerotzen, Shinil Rosh, Vloy Lezunov, and so on. Different Minhogim, different cultures have different things what they eat, and as they eat various things, right? So there is a bracha in the type of the item that they eat carrots, yirotzen sheyirbu, zuchu yaseinu, and so on and so forth. Karsi, it's a type of a vegetable. So there's a yirotzen to say. Karsi from loshen koires, to cut away. So it says a loshen there, yirotzen sheyichrisu soineinu. Yirotzen sheyichrisu soineinu. When we eat this particular vegetable, those who eat it, again, different cultures eat different things. So yirotzen sheyichrisu soineinu. Comes the Elif HaMogain and says, what does it mean? Yirotzon sheyichrisu soneinu. Which enemy are we talking about? Says the Elif HaMogain in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Al Yosi Magmosoi, do not direct your tefillah lispalel al soinov ashim ebnei Yisrael hema. Not on a Jewish enemy. Lider, we have Jewish enemies also sometimes. Jewish enemies. But when you say the Yirotzon sheyichrisu soneinu, he says, Al Yosi Magmosoi chaz vishulam lispal al soinov Hashem ibnei Yisrael. Why? Because this may come back to haunt you. Because if you cannot tolerate what somebody else did to you, he says that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't want to tolerate what you did to him.
may come back to haunt you.
Pen yeh dover zebi oichrov bozeh hayoim she yigroim lekatri golov. Ma'achai ke'ene bisholom yimecho b'mnei Yisrael. If you are not bisholom with one of your brothers, v'noikim v'noiter, ba'oisim mido yimdedu loy linkoim v'lintoir mimenu al kol asher posha v'hichis laboyer yizborech. As kimevur kol zeh b'sfor magdoshim. As it brought down the Sforom HaKadoshim. The Hobo Hotalia, the Mevater Al Soinov, if you're Mevater against what your Sonim did to you, Gamin Ashamayim Yivatru Loy Alavinoisov, Gamkein.
Look what he says. What happens if your Sonim are Poshit Yidin who are Roim Vachatoim Lashem? They're Poshit, evil sinners. Your enemies are evil sinners. So he says further,
Vafilu im Soinov Heim Roim Vachatoim Lashem. Ma'oid, mekol mokoyim. You know what you do? Pray for them. Be mispal for them that they should do tshuva. Yispal al aleim sheyachzeru b'tshuva lifnei Boreh Yisborach Shemoy. V'zeh be'emes is a zgula nifloy. This is a tremendous zgula. Sheyoyel ma'oid litfilosoy v'tachnosoy. That your own tefillos should be mekabel barachim v'rotzim. One of the biggest zgulas and tovos you can do yourself. When we get every morning and we mispal the Rebbein Shalom and we hope. And we try so strong that Rebbein should answer our tefillos and our bakoshes, is to also be mispalel and to be mevater on what others have done to us, and be mispalel for their toive, for their welfare. If you be mispalel on behalf of others, you'll be zoicha Kadosh Baruch will accept your tefillah on behalf of yourself as well. He says that this is a tremendous thing. In others, you know what that means? Possibly this fits in very nicely with the Elof HaMogin says. Because the Torah Devarim says we have to emulate Hashem in this last midah. What was the last midah? Kim rochatz Hashem es soyas b'noisiyon. If you're capable of being roichitz soyas chaveroi, then you'll be zoicha Kadosh Baruch Hu will also be roichitz your own iniquities, your own avoinis, your own situation. This is the Hobo Hotalia. This is the koich of the midah. This is the soyd of the midah. And so points out Akedah Mesilas Yeshurim as well. And the emphasis is, after all is said and done, when we talk about Avraham Avinu, we talk about the godless Avraham Avinu, we have a soge in the godless of the Ovis. We even have an inkling of the greatness of the Ovis HaKadoshim. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah says clearly, Ki Yodativ, Hashem says, I love Avraham Avinu, Lamana Shitzavez Bunov Is Beis Yachrov, right? Because he's Mitzaveh, he teaches, he transmits the Messiah, right? In order to do Tzedakah Mishpat. And because of that love, what does it say? Hamachas anim Avram, right? Being that I love Avram, is it appropriate that I should withhold from him what I want to do in Sodom? What does one got to do with the other? What does one got to do with the other? Because I love Avram, I have to tell him. Do I have to tell him what I'm happen to do in Sodom, that I want to overturn Sodom? Why do I have to tell him? Because Avram is the one who, even if he hears about people as bad as Anshe Sodom, Avram Avinu was Mekayim Volachto Bedrochov. Even though the people of Sodom stood for everything which was the hepech of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu was the mid of chesed. Avraham Avinu was the epitome of chesed. The people of Sodom were working mamish against Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was trying to bring into the world the light of Achdus Hashem, to bring in chesed into the world, to teach the world what is the proper way, the proper hanhoge. The Anshe Sodom, as it were chayte keneged Avraham. But what did Avraham Avinu do? Kimrochatz Hashem es soyas b'nei tzion. He also tried to do something to be Misak in Sodom. How was he trying to be Misak in Sodom? Not just by saving Sodom. Because, as is pointed out very clearly in the Eben Ezra, and by the way, Rebbe Lapian said it also. He said it actually, Alpidi Eben Ezra. When there are 10 tzaddikim in a town, from Avinu Tainit, the koyach hashpoh of 10 tzaddikim, little by little, has the koyach to change an entire city. You have no koyach, no hasoge, what it means. The koyach of even one tzaddik. If you have 10 tzaddikim, which is the koyach of Ashrois Ashchin and Mamish, when you have 10 tzaddikim, Avraham Avinu was hoping that the koyach of 10 tzaddikim that will be in the town, as a result, they will be able to be mashpia and change over. That's the idea of being mispalled for people that are choyte. Be mispalled for them. That they should have the hisoyos of tshuva to be able to come back to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That, in fact, what Avraham Avinu was doing. So the Pasuk says, Ki yudativ lamana shitzavez bonov zbeisoy achrod. Right? Lasois
Tzedakah Mishpat, the Shomer Derech Hashem. What's the Derech Hashem? The Derech Hashem is Valachta Bedrochov. That's what Avraham Avinu did. That was the Lamana Sheitzaveh. What did he teach his children? What did he teach them? The Lamana Sheitzaveh was the Derech Hashem. The Derech Hashem was Valachta Bedrochov. That's the Derech Hashem. And he personified that to the highest level. He was the one who was Mekayim, the Noisei Yavoim. He was the one that was Mekayim, Oiver Al Pesha, Legabe the Anshe Sedoim. That is the godless, that is the Koich of Avraham Avinu. And therefore we conclude, you know, that in Yerushalayim there was a big goyin and a tzaddik. His name was Reb Leib Dayan. A well-known Dayan, a well-known Moyer Haron in Yerushalayim. And a woman came in with a shayla to Reb Leib Dayan. And the shayla was, she had a shayla on a mixer, on a grinder, on a meat grinder. Particularly shayla, whether you can kasher that particular meat grinder. And Reb Leib Dayan was known as one of the tzaddikim in Yerushalayim and a goyin in Yerushalayim. He looks at the meat grinder and he says, you can't kasher it. There's too many parts in there, there's too many little holes there. You can't clean it properly. He said, you can't kasher the meat grinder. When the woman heard that, she began to yell and to scream with tremendous bizyonis. And she says to him, how can you tell me now that it's also to kasher, says this meat grinder, when you yourself, a number of years ago, I also had a shayla on the meat grinder, and then you paskin that you can kasher it. So why are you answering now? Why tell me you can't kasher it? And she was not calm still, and she continued on to be moisiv tzaokas, and she was mamish mevazahim in front of Talmid HaChachomim. You can imagine his face turns colors. Lamaisi is oimid v'shoisik. Just remains very quiet. Does not say anything. Reb Leib Dayan. When the woman leaves, the Talmidim came, and he said, Rebbe, he says, this woman was yelling that years ago, you passed and you can kasher it. Is this true? Is there any merit? Is this true? He said, yes, it's true. Years ago, I passed and you are able to kasher this meat grinder. So he says, how are you talking? So what happened? The Torah changed? So I'll explain to you, he says. He says, years ago, he says, it was the opinion of my Rebbe, from whom I learned halacha, and I learned the way of psak in the derech of halacha, to be matir. My Rebbe had his reasons to be matir to kasher this meat grinder. So Kol Zman, he said that my Rebbe was alive, I was not able to asher what my Rebbe was matir. As of now, my Rebbe is no longer alive, and therefore I have to paskin the way that I feel, and that was the reason. Kachu, this is the situation. Here you have a Yid, Reb Leib Dayan. Could have explained himself. Could ken farenfen. This shows me Yidden. From Mekayim, this is the mid of Noisei Yovoin. This is the overall Pesha. This is the mid of Savlonis. That's so much and so great that the Talmud of the talks about, which is to follow in the ways of Hashem, to be able to be a little bit more tolerant. And you're talking about a great person, an Adam Godel Meoid. And she was Mavada, such a great man. Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein of Yashiv Zaidim says that when he heard this Maise, he said he told it over to one of the doctors he's involved in a lot of medical issues, and he mentioned it, got it to one of the doctors about this situation with Reb Leib Dayan. His doctor was not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He became so in the spoil of this Maise, of the tolerance of Reb Leib Dayan, because he was a neighbor to the family of Reb Leib Dayan, so he knew of the man. He didn't know him personally, but he knew of the man. He was a neighbor, and he says as a result, he says little by little he became a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, because he recognized the type of sensitivity to Hanhoge and Ben Odom L'Chaveiro that the Torah demands. And through Shmiras HaTorah, a person is able to elevate himself and to tolerate situations sometimes which it seems beyond human capacity. That is the koyach of a person. And I have to tell you the morale. If you heard nothing else than the morale, it's kedai if we end and conclude with this. The morale writes as follows. And it's not easy to bear, but the price and the reward make us think twice. It's a tremendous investment. The morale says that if people would know how beneficial it is for them and their neshama to receive bizyoinis, he says, and to keep quiet and to be soivel, they'd be chasing after bizyoinis. But nukal of bizyoinis. You'd be hoping every day that someone is mevazi you. If you would know what this does to your neshama, he says. And one bizyoin, he says to the moral, with one bizyoin, a person's able to wipe out many averis, he says, that never would have been wiped out if not for that bizoyin. That is the koyach of Noisei Yovoin v'Oiver Al Pesha. And maybe, when we learn about Ki Olecha Horagnu Kalayoyim, that Yidin are ready for Mesiras Nefesh every day, does not mean just physically. We allow ourselves, cholila davka, to be killed. It should never happen like that. Kalecha ragnu kalei means we give of ourselves. A bizoyan in a certain way is you are giving yourself. A person destroys you with a bizoyan. But kalecha ragnu kalayoyim, because we follow in the ways of Hashem to be a noise yavoyim. And we're mailing this chus, again, learning about all of these midas, learning and having the siyata d'shemaya, because the Kodesh Baruch does not demand from us something that we don't at least have a shaykhus to. Which means every yid, if he wills it so, and works at these midas, we're able to come a little closer. The noise yavoyim in v'ever al pesha, that's chus midi keneged midas, we learn taken from the Mogen Oelos, will be zoiche, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in turn, will be mikayim klapeas, the noise yavoyim in v'ever al pesha, and our tefillos will be in the scabbard of the Rachman of Rosh and Bizgal Tzedek. Amen.